right, going to the Hawkeye Invitational. Last year, Jose finished third there, and John tied for 10th. The team also finished in the top three. Do you see some of that success from last year being able to carry over into this year, playing there again?
Yeah, those two in particular are excited to go back. I know that the weather got a little bit tough in the last round last year. Jose was leading through 45 holes, and John certainly was having a great tournament. You know, I think the rest of the guys, they're going to find Iowa's golf course to be very similar to the courses we just played in qualifying. I think that's why we probably feel a little bit more comfortable there than most of our tournament stops, and I expect our team to play well.
Now, is this lineup likely to be what the Big Ten lineup is, or is there still some room for that to change depending on what happens this weekend?
The freshmen, they've now been in the lineup for four or five of the last six or seven events, and there is some continuity building there, but I certainly don't want to just give them a free pass to the Big Ten. They have to come out and prove themselves in a tournament setting. They've been able to prove themselves at home, but still looking for the four and five guys to step up and really help out Rooner, John, and Jose here in the last couple events.
And I know you've already played against Tyler Stith a couple times this season, but now going to his home tournament, is that going to be just extra special and fun to see him again there?
It's always fun. You know, we certainly still have a really close friendship. And, you know, there's a little extra motivation, you know, from our standpoint. We have come out on the short end of the stick two times now against his squad. They're a pretty veteran team. I knew they were going to be good this year. Ty's doing a great job with them. But, you know, beating them at Iowa is always a tough task, but I certainly hope that we can do that.